Hello and welcome. So we are in what feels like a really long month. There's so many Mondays in April. So normally I do a three-week series and I have one sort of spare week, a makeup week, but this month I have two. And so all of this month, our community intention is awakening. Right, and if you've been coming to class or you've been listening to the podcast, we sort of spent the last three Mondays talking about this idea of waking up to our lives. And I've really been focused on the simplicity of waking up. Like, this is, I'm not talking about giant spiritual enlightenment. What I'm trying to invoke a sense of is waking up to the beauty of our daily lives as it is right now without changing a thing. One of the reasons I like that so much is because I feel like this idea of being very simple with such a big term is exactly how our meditation practice goes, right? So I spent a really long time meditating, I'm using air quotes, meditating, thinking I was meditating only to find out much later on, really what I was doing was trying very hard to meditate, right? So when I think about trying to meditate, what I think about is sort of my body is leaning forward, my muscles are a bit engaged, my hands are clenched, and maybe on the outside it doesn't look like that, but on the inside that's what it feels like to try. Right? It feels like a doing or a grasping, like I'm trying to get hold of my mind and make it do what I want it to do. Whereas when we're really meditating, it's like laying back in a hammock. There's nothing wrong with what your mind is doing, ever in meditation, even if it is just a nonstop stream of thoughts. There's literally nothing wrong except this preconceived notion that something's wrong. That's the extent of it, right? We think we're doing it wrong, so we get really tight, we try harder, and we're stuck in this struggle. And so when we talk about awakening or we talk about meditating, what I hope to invoke this month through our practice is this idea that it's not trying. It's not striving or like creating a different experience in your brain. It's letting yourself have a different experience with your brain, right? And all you're doing is just choosing to enjoy what's happening in there versus being like, shh, right? So I debated about sharing this teaching tonight and I decided to go for it. Here's why I debated. I am not a Zen meditation teacher. There are a lot of very ancient and sacred methods of meditation, all of which require decades of training and studying with teachers. And you don't just pick up a book, read something, and then say, I'm a Zen meditation teacher. So hear me loud and clear, I am not a Zen meditation teacher. I have never been to a Zen teacher experience before. I have read a book. But it struck me very deeply, and I want to share a teaching from it, okay? So in the Zen tradition, there is a practice called, or using something called koans, K-O-A-N, koan. And a koan is an impossible question or story that is used as a form of awakening. So a very common example of this in the West is, what was your name before you were born? It's impossible, right? You can't answer it. When you hear the right koan at the right time in your life, although your brain can't answer it, something inside your body goes, oh, I get that. That makes sense to me, even though you could never put into words why it makes sense, right? So I brought a book tonight called Bring Me the Rhinoceros. It is written by a Zen teacher named John Tarrant. And I wanna share a koan that, for me, really struck this idea of relaxing into our practice versus wrestling with it or trying to make it be something other than it was. So I'm going to read both the actual koan, the like very traditional and ancient story, and then I'm going to read just a little bit about what this teacher explains about that, and then we'll dive into our practice. And forgive me for butchering some ancient names. I'm going to do the best I can. Okay. So this is called Ordinary Mind is the Way. Zhaozhou asked Nan Kuan, "What is the way?" Nan Kuan said, "Ordinary mind is the way. Should I turn toward it or not? If you turn toward it, you turn away from it." Zhaozhou asked, "How can I know the way if I don't turn toward it?" And Nan Kuan said, "The way is not about knowing or not knowing. When you know something, you're deluded. And when you don't know, you're just empty-headed. When you reach the way beyond doubt, it's as vast and infinite as space. You can't say it's right or wrong." And so John Tarrant, the teacher, goes on to say, "It's natural to look for the things you want outside of where you are now. That's the whole point of a journey. Yet this moment is all anyone has. So if freedom, love, beauty, grace, and whatever else is desirable are to appear, they must appear in a now. And it would be nice if they appeared in the now you have now, in ordinary circumstances, since ordinary circumstances fill most of life. The marvelous, the lovely will have to be right here in this room where someone is reading, someone is sick, someone is coughing, two people are making love, or a man is yelling at a dog. It will have to appear in the sound of rain splashing off of trees, of a truck laboring up a grade, of a TV from another room. It will have to appear in the sight of a child running, in the feeling of a headache, in the anxiety of preparing for exams, in worrying over a child. It will have to appear in what is ordinary, usual, commonplace, and right under your nose." And so our practice today is nothing more than inviting us to appreciate that, to just shift our mindset into the beauty of the most ordinary moment of a rainy Monday. The traffic was what it was, your work day or your school day was what it was, and you're here, right? Seated in a room on a cushion or listening at home in a chair. And that is enough. That's the invitation, at least. That is enough. When we're able to shift in that way, it's almost like simplicity becomes its own form of compassion practice, right? It's its own form of compassion to say, there's nothing wrong with this moment. It's a big thing to say. So we're going to practice. We'll do about a 20-minute meditation together, and then we'll end our experience together. So take a moment just to find a comfortable seat. And if you've already been seated cross-legged, you could certainly take a moment just to undo your legs, cross them the other way, shift around a second, make sure you feel comfortable. You'll let your hands rest onto your lap, palms down. You'll let your eyes drift closed. Together as a group here, take a nice big inhale in and release a sigh. And let's just do that again, taking a nice big inhale in and release a sigh. Feeling your breath settle. It just becomes its own natural pace. And you take a second to feel your spine lift up and lengthen, so you're tall this evening. Shoulders rolling back and down, giving your neck space, your jaw space. And tonight, as we start our practice, I invite you so simply just to take in the sounds of this evening. That's it. Voice, music, maybe noticing the breath or movement of a neighbor or yourself. And you don't have to search for sounds or identify them. Just giving ourselves the easy experience of listening. And our breath rolls in and out easily. And even though our eyes are closed, take a moment to see right behind those eyelids. Noticing if color is present or shape, movement. And we see without description, without understanding. We just enjoy the sight. And as your breath rolls in and out this evening, you might remind yourself, there's no flaw in this moment. There's no flaw in this moment. And with that, you might feel yourself truly sit. Let go of your hips, let go of your thighs. Feel a gentle awakeness to your spine, a sense of upliftment or presence there. Invite the back of your neck to lengthen a touch, the crown of your head to lift. And feel a wave of softness through the face, through the forehead and the eyes, through the lips, the jaw. Breathing a sense of softness across your shoulders. You might even imagine tension just melting off the shoulders. You can notice the breath inside your chest. Feeling the way it moves, or just simply noticing what's there tonight, a tightness, a softness, a numbness, whatever you feel. Simply breathing and noticing the center of the chest. And that sense of softness drops down through the belly, and you really invite your belly muscles to let go. Feel your stomach just soften a bit. Noticing how it feels to breathe with a soft belly. Gradually taking in the entirety of the seated body. Back of the body uplifted, awake. Front of the body soft. And internally, you might just feel that sense of lying back. The inside of your body lets go. You start to notice your breath. You start to feel your breath. Maybe inside the nose, maybe in the throat. Wherever you can find it. Feeling the full sensation of a breath in. And the full sensation of a breath out. And the very best part is that whatever is going on inside for you right now, thoughts, worries, silence, whatever it is, it's welcome. It's not wrong. You are not wrong. We feel the breath. And we enjoy the very ordinary, very mundane workings of our mind. And as we move into our period of silence, you'll likely find at some point that you get really lost in your thoughts. You forget about the breath and you're just thinking. When you notice that, I want you to smile to yourself because you woke up, you noticed it. Ah, I'm thinking. And so simply just invite yourself to come back and feel the next breath, trying again. And even if you leave and come back 100 times, enjoy each coming back. you've gotten lost in your thoughts, come back to your breath one more time. Did you notice the feeling of your breath and your experience tonight? I'd like to end with a poem. This is called The Patience of Ordinary Things. It's a kind of love, is it not? How the cup holds the tea, how the chair stands sturdy and foursquare, how the floor receives the bottom of shoes or toes, how soles of the feet know where they're supposed to be. I've been thinking about the patience of ordinary things, how clothes wait respectfully in closets, and soap dries quietly in the dish, and towels drink the wet from the skin of the back, and the lovely repetition of stairs. And what is more generous than a window? Taking a deeper breath now, feeling the fullness of that inhale and exhale as you let go. Drawing your palms together in front of your heart, excuse me, like a prayer, bow your chin. Taking a moment to simply honor your experience this evening. The beautiful, the messy, the mundane, whatever it was. Let's finish together here with a breath, inhaling deeply. And release a sigh. Thank you guys so much for sitting together today. Namaste.